Southern California home sales shot up last month, more than usual, from May to the highest level for any month since last June 2010. We're joined by Andrew LePage of DataQuick. Andrew, last June we still had those home buyer tax credits available, so is June traditionally a pretty big sales month?
Oh, sure. In fact, June is the most common month to have peak level of sales in a given year, so it's usually at the peak or very close to it.
Certainly, we still have a huge amount of foreclosures and distressed properties on the market, but it is somewhat encouraging to see some of these at least being gobbled up, I would think.
Yep. The investors, including many using cash, are still extremely active in the market, and we're still seeing about a third of the resales out there being foreclosures and another almost 20% short sales where the lenders agreed to take something less than what's owed.
And what about the prices on these properties?
Oh, you know, pricing varies by location. The big picture pricing's been fairly flat in recent months and down, you know, typically maybe 5-6% from a year ago, but that varies a lot down at the neighborhood level. But, you know, at the moment, prices, aren't in a nosedive mode anymore, for the most part, fairly flat to maybe up a tad or eroding a little.
And I understand we're also seeing a lot of action in the Inland Empire, huh?
Well, sure, and that's where, you know, the most affordable properties are and a lot of the foreclosures that the investors are after. But, you know, in percentage terms, there was actually a slight dip in the share of all sales in June that were in the Inland Empire. It might have been one of the reasons we saw that median sale price pop up a little bit, $5,000 between May and June.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Andrew LePage of DataQuick, with the latest report on housing sales in Southern California.